WMRA News. I'm Bob Levy. We check in with a group focused on Virginia's history of lynchings and their next steps. Congressman Ben Klein works on reform to the process of filing bankruptcy. And hundreds of thousands of Virginians are eligible to get their driver's licenses back under a new law, but the challenge now is how to reach them. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 26th. In February, Virginia became the first state in the country to pass a resolution acknowledging the tragedy of past lynchings. On Wednesday, members of a work group focused on the history of lynching met to discuss next steps. From partner station WCVE, Malcolm Key has more.
There are over 100 known victims of lynching in Virginia from 1877 to 1927. It's a history that stayed mostly hidden. Earlier this year, the History of Lynching Work Group tried to help spread awareness by drafting a resolution that expressed, quote, profound regret for the lynchings. Historian Zan Nelson sits on the work group.
This resolution and this opening doors to talk about lynching in Virginia is an incredible opportunity.
Loudoun County, Charlottesville, and Charlotte City have recently erected memorials to victims of lynching. The work group wants to help other localities do the same thing. They're also working with researchers and descendants of victims to better understand this overlooked chapter in Virginia's past.
WCVE's Malcolm Key reporting. 6th District Republican Ben Klein has been working on legislation to reform Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
In the game of Monopoly, a player who cannot pay what they owe is bankrupt. Game over. You lose. But in real life, those people are still in the game, and many small businesses feel the system is rigged against them, with rules designed for major corporations with deep pockets. That's why Republican Congressman Ben Klein of Western Virginia worked with Democrats on small business bankruptcy reorganization. Here's Klein on the House floor this week.
Small business owners are the backbone of communities across our country. It's their risk-taking that drives the creation of new jobs in America. When they need the bankruptcy code's help to reorganize their debts and keep their businesses going, the bankruptcy code should be there as a tool to help them.
Any business with a debt of $2.7 million or less would be eligible for new streamlined rules, ones designed to simplify the process of submitting all that paperwork. John Bollinger is a bankruptcy attorney who practices in Tidewater.
A lot of the documents you're providing, the plan of reorganization and the disclosure statement, is very time-consuming. And there's a lot of negotiating, and creditors have a lot of power.
And so taking some of that power away is an aim of the bill, which creates new limitations on how creditors can object to plans. The bill passed the House this week and now heads over to the Senate with bipartisan support. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, as of July 1st, Virginia no longer suspends licenses as a punishment for not paying court fines. The next step is to reach the hundreds of thousands of people who are eligible, but they just need to apply, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
For most of the initial 35,000 people who have already gotten their licenses back, the process was automatic. That's because their license hadn't expired yet. But many have been out of the system for years, says Department of Motor Vehicles Assistant Commissioner Millicent Ford.
It could be as long as 10 years. Certainly people who owe the court, it remains in effect for a number of years. That's a long time to have that requirement hanging over your head and not being able to drive. So this is like a Christmas present.
Some people may just have to go to their local DMV and reapply for a license. Others have additional requirements. If you have a suspended license but aren't sure which category you fall into, you can find more information on the DMV's website. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.